And welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show here on this, Tuesday night. And we have for our Phil TV and HD subscribers, who are backstage pass members, we have had serious technical outages tonight. We had an internet outage, and so our video cast is down for tonight. But we have threatened a number of people with excruciating agony. And, of course, I kid. But I don't kid because I love. See, that's what a lot of people...
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that now. I kid because I love.
Yeah, well, I don't kid because I love. I kid because I don't want to be...
angry.
Angry. There you go, bud. I kid because I don't want to lose my mind. Because if I lose my mind... why, then it's no fun anymore, is it? Life is just not fun. So what we have essentially is this, folks. The cable company is holding us hostage and making us pay. I mean,
you know, you better watch what you're saying because they're listening and...
and what? What is this all of a sudden? I got to be, you know, since when do we need to do anything more than pay our bill on time? I shouldn't even have to smile at them. I shouldn't even have to acknowledge them by name. I shouldn't even have to say, I shouldn't even have to acknowledge them. You know, if you want to get right down to it, the way this world works these days, pay your bill on time, that's all I should have to do. But nowadays, you know, everything is getting like a third world country, excuse me for saying, folks. But unless you've been to a third world country lately, what happens is essentially this. What would you like to have? Well, I think I'd like to buy some food. Okay, you want to buy some food. So now begins the negotiation. It's no longer just a price. It's your firstborn. It's, you know, a visa to land unscathed on the beaches someplace far away from the Border Patrol. It's this, it's that.
But that's all kind of racist, though, Mr. Henry, saying that.
Yeah, we're talking about third world country.
Oh, well, I'm just... what I'm saying is basically... maybe how it used to be. I'm just saying the way the currency of the world is, the currency of the world is not cut and dried. Americans, we're almost like a joke when we travel internationally because we think everything is the way it is here. We think it here, here's the money, I should get the service. No, it doesn't work like that at all. Sure, you paid me the money and you think you should get the service. You just paid me the money so that I'll listen to what it is that you want. And so things are... sort of getting like that. But in any event, I don't want to go on about this because it's not going to do me any good. But we have lost our internet connection this evening, and so we are at the bloody mercy of the cable company. Now, I had a very interesting conversation. For those of you who are interested in this kind of thing, and if you have a internet access, if you have a cable company that, if you'll pardon the expression, services you...
Why does everything have to be filthy?
It's not filthy. I'm just trying to say it.
Yeah, it's not filthy.
Margaret. You know,
no, I know it's not, but you go services you, so again the filth, again the filth. I said to Frank as I left the house today...
Look, can I...
No, hold on. I said to Frank as I left the house, I said, maybe tonight I won't immerse myself in filth. I won't come home stinking of it. As I come home every night from the show, stinking of the filth that you use to provide the material...
Yeah,
hold on. I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
The material of this show. And the stink that comes off of me. Frank holds his nose. My God, you smell like an open... you smell like an open grave, is what he says.
That's not very kind, Margaret. You know,
that's what he says. Because of the dirt and filth that I have to almost do an Australian crawl through here every night. And you did it again.
All right. All I did was I said, services you. I highlighted something. The point being that I'm sure a lot of you guys have these experiences from time to time. And so what we're going to be doing is sitting down and powwowing, much as Daniel Snyder will be doing with the heads of the National Football League, with members of the United Nation, with members of the American Indian Movement, with members of the Boy Scouts of America. Whoever's got a dog in this fight with the name of the Redskins, we will be powwowing with Time Warner. That's my way of segueing into our very first topic here this evening, Bud. And what is it?
Yeah, you got to talk about a Redskin name. And we'll be talking to Dave Oliver and Brass Phil and Wave about it. Brass Phil and Wave, he's going to represent the
Redskin name.
No, the opponent of it. And then, not Dave Oliver, Brass Phil and Wave.
Dave Oliver's not going to be on the show.
No, Dave is not going to be on the show. Why? Because they're Hispanic? You confuse them?
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest, man.
Okay, yeah, at least you're right. Yes, he does confuse them because they're Hispanic.
Do you confuse white people that way?
Yeah.
Who do you confuse? What white people do you confuse?
I confuse you with Mr. Dozier.
Ow! That was pretty funny, though. You got to admit.
No, it wasn't.
All right, anyway, 855-500-7445, although I also see that our phone screening equipment is down. So this entire situation, and then I also got a word from our technical advisors and assistants and the inner chamber of high-tech cats that support this show, meaning basically my son. No, he said that there is the word from the internet company is that our line is degrading. We just spent a lot of money here at the Henry Broadcast Complex for a ISDN line, fully equalized, all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, we are right up to the minute, up to the second. And now the line's degrading. In other words, we've got we're on a grid that goes back to Thomas Edison. Is that what I'm talking to myself about?
Well, yeah, essentially you are talking to yourself about a lot of things, but yes, the grid, as I understand, it's the electrical grid, though.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with the internet.
Yeah, well, the internet, what do you mean? If it goes back to Thomas Edison...
The internet doesn't go back to Thomas Edison. The internet goes back to...
Well, Al Gore, that's the joke, but really the internet goes back to the United States military somewhere in the 1960s and 70s.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, the United States military essentially invented the internet.
All right, well, okay, so that's not Thomas Edison, and we're not on that grid. But nonetheless, we are on some kind of a dilapidated grid that needs to be updated, and so we are going to, as I said, we're going to do that, or we're going to die trying. So good evening and welcome, and as I said, we're working kind of one-legged here tonight. I realize that's kind of crude and could be interpreted as a vulgar expression.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of one-legged.
Want to get Mr. Hall?
Just, if you don't mind, Phil.
You're going to get Mr. Hall for what?
Why are you getting upset?
What do you got to get Mr. Hall for?
Because of what was said. If you're talking about one-legged...
You know something? Yeah, I've told you a million times you don't go checking in with Mr. Hall on every little thing, okay? One-legged doesn't mean anything crude. Do you understand?
But it could.
No, oh, for God's... No, it could not. 8-5... It doesn't matter. I understand he's calling. There he is, right there. There's David. Just right on cue, man. You just do whatever you want, don't you, bud?
Got to lose my job on account of him? He's the guy paying a salary, not you.
You didn't have to let everybody know that. Yeah, David?
All right, so I got the word here that you're talking about a one-legged man. What is that?
No, I did not say that. I said that the show is on one leg tonight because of the loss of our internet... access.
I don't know. Did that happen? You don't have any internet?
No, we don't. Which is, by the way, a great argument in favor of the radio model. You know, the old terrestrial radio model still is a strong one, given the fact that we could be in the middle of an emergency, for instance, like an earthquake or a fire or something, and everything could go down, including all the internet and wireless internet, and what's left is the good old-fashioned radio signal. So,
well, and so there you go. And so if I were you, I would consider yourself lucky that you have at least that much access, while the average internet radio show is dependent upon these internet lines and so on and so forth. You know, it's like you were just saying about that the line degrading. I heard something about a line degrading.
Well, that's what they said.
Who?
The internet company, the cable company.
Well, I don't know anything about that, but the fact of the matter is, consider yourself lucky. There are a million guys out there, guys who are sitting at their little radio, at their little make-believe radio stations that are basically internet radio stations, and they're at the mercy of the internet service that they've got, or the Wi-Fi or whatever that is. You got a radio signal. You have radio stations. You're real. You're a real human being. The rest of them are make-believe.
So everybody that's got an internet station is make-believe, huh?
Absolutely. Now, I'm saying these things because I'm trying to keep talking. I know you're going to ask me about Daphne, who is sitting next to me, and yes, she's having some dinner, and yes, it's mostly carbohydrates and sugar. Does that answer your question about donuts? I hope so, because I'm not even going to listen to you.
David.
La, 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 la.
All right.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, you hung up.
Like I was going to give him a hard time about the girlfriend?
Well, you have. In the past, you have, and there's nothing to say that you wouldn't in the future. And so I think to offset that possibility, he simply said, I'm not going to allow you to talk about Daphne eating the donuts and the things
You talked about carbohydrate and sugar.
Yes.
Okay, well, then that's donuts. All right, so we got that out of the way. Coming back, we will have our discussions here on the Washington Redskin name and whether or not that's going to be changed to anything. It's going to be changed, at least, and I'm not saying that because that's my opinion. Everybody that I've been reading, anyone in the know in the world of sports, is fairly convinced that the name is going to change. It's just to what? That's the only question. There's just no doubt that the NFL is not going to be able to put up with, considering the fact that the National Football League has always been, I guess you could say they've always been sympathetic to the minority voice, given the fact that so many of their employees slash partners are African-American, Hispanic, and so on and so forth. So that is, as I say, that's probably a no-brainer. 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. This song donated, dedicated to, well, this song donated by Daphne, David's girlfriend, and dedicated to, never mind.
What are you going to say?
Nothing. We'll be right back. World famous Phil, I butchered it, Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you really know how to...
One-legged man.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. And we're happy to be with you here this evening. And just got an update today on our appearance at the San Francisco Sketch Fest. It will be in late January. I think the date is the 26th of January.
What about a Super Bowl and everything?
No. I'm way ahead of you on that one, man, because I asked for a date that would not fall anywhere near the football playoffs.
Well, what about the football bowl?
Yeah, talk about Super Bowl.
No. Super Bowl is in February, the first week in February, and I believe, I'm pretty sure, I pray to God, that the 26th of January falls in the midst of that two-week, period they take for the build-up to the Super Bowl.
What do you mean, build-up? What's that?
They have a... Robert.
Yeah, they take 2 weeks. See, they have the last game, and then the 2 weeks in the middle of that.
What?
Don't worry about it, Margaret. I got it under control, okay?
On the 26th, at what time?
8 o'clock. And where, when, and how, we'll let you know. The San Francisco Sketch Fest. What, Margaret?
I'm sorry. That's no comment on you, but I had to give that vent.
Thank you. Right in the middle of me.
It's nothing personal, Phil.
Yeah, you have to kind of live with it, Mr. Hall said.
Oh, Mr. Hall could stick it. What is it with you and Mr. Hall, okay?
No, Mr. Hall, the guy, he's paying his salary.
But if it's because David pays your salary, I'll start paying you. Then you do what I say. You understand?
Well, sure, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, well, then we'll work that one out. Oh, brother. All right. Let me get on the phone here. Brass Villanueva is going to join us. Brass is aboard. Right now, he is aboard a private jet or a charter jet right now. He's on his way to Washington, D.C., where are you? I'm given to understand, Brass, you're going to be taking part in some high-level talks.
Not really going to be no high-level talks. What we've been talking about is going to Washington, D.C. and to try to be a part of the high-level talk. But we are flying on a privately owned jet. This is owned by Matt Cray, who has a record label, currently as an entrepreneur, and helps a lot of young hip-hop artists, a lot of young artists who are R&B hip-hop artists in Los Angeles area. And I want to thank Matt Cray for that. And for the opportunity to ride on his private jet here this evening. It's quite exciting.
Matt Cray is who?
You have not heard of him, but he has High Blue Records, which is...
I've heard of High Blue Records. It's an independent label.
Right. Who's the lady there?
This is Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, sorry. High Blue, they feature a lot of young, up-and-coming hip-hop artists. Very political, people who have something to say. They are not investing in a lot of the empty messaging that is currently vogue in hip-hop and R&B. They're not investing in pseudo-sexual politics or current R&B and hip-hop. They are investing in serious young rap artists and hip-hop artists. And Matt Cray, again, all respect to him for doing that.
Okay, so is he on board?
He is on board. There are a number of interested parties who are going to fly back to Washington, D.C. to be in a high-level talk.
Are you invited to these high-level talks, or are you guys just flying back there to see if you can Because that's what I think I heard you say, right?
Yeah, you're not been invited.
We have not been invited, but we're flying back to be available for high-level talks. I mean, we want to present ourselves at these National Football League meetings for high-level talks.
Are they in Washington?
My understanding is it's going to be in Washington, D.C., yes, sir, because that's where the Washington Redskins are located, so I don't see how it would make much sense for them to be anywhere else.
Well, the reason why I say that is because the National Football League is headquartered in New York City, and I think there's going to be other owners involved.
Well, they may be going to Washington, D.C. as a way of, you know, Muhammad going to the mountain, going to Muhammad. So I don't know how it goes.
They'll go to Washington, D.C., pay respect.
That's right. I can understand, try to give Daniel Snyder respect. But make no mistake about it, Mr. Henning, our feeling, Los Malos, and I'm sure the other people assembled on this aircraft here this evening as we wing our way to, back east, to let Daniel Snyder know and other members of the National Football League, we are not going to sit still for having people of color mocked, lampooned, turned into a cartoon character and a clown, look like a clown on the side of the helmet. We will not have that. We will not live with that. And so, for my purposes, and I'm not a big football fan, but I don't think you have to be a football fan to be invested in an issue like this.
I understand, and I agree with you. I've a lot of people, football being what it is, a lot of people would. It's almost like the old arguments they used to have about voting rights. You know, like what are all these Northerners coming down here? All these outsiders, and football fans, in a way. Are not the, I mean, I'm not going to say they're bigots or anything, but they're similar in the provincial attitude that or the territorial attitude that they have. Wait a second, here are a bunch of non-football people being involved in this debate. Have you run up against that?
Well, every now and again, you do. You know, you're talking to people. I'll say, this gentleman I said last night that the Washington Redskins, in my opinion, a racist symbol. And I said that I'm sure there are other examples of that in the National Football League. And I mentioned a Dallas Cowboy, which could be interpreted as a slam on black people.
The Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, that could be interpreted as a slam on black people because Cowboy originally was a boy, you know.
Yeah, that's not true exactly. I know a lot of people used to say that's not true exactly.
Well, I mean,
it was a time when people thought that, and point of fact, it probably was true. But cowboy goes back, as I mentioned on the show not too long ago, the term cowboy goes back to the Irish Americans that came over here during the 18th century.
Well, that sounds very convenient, Mr. Henry, but I think, again, I mean, I'm not going to get an argument or anything.
No, it's not convenient. It's actual history.
Well, I'm not going to get an argument or anything, but I think there's a lot that needs to be cleaned up in the National Football League. I'm not ready yet. The Kansas City Chiefs, someone said, that's racist.
I haven't heard anybody say the Chiefs is racist, but it could be. I don't know.
Well, what do you mean the Chiefs? I mean, they're not talking about no Indian. They just said chief.
Yeah, but they have on the side of the helmet, I understand, an arrowhead. So we'd have to look at all this stuff.
All right, we got Brassfield on the waiver with us. We're going to get Vernon Dozier on the line here, who represents quite obviously the interests, more traditional interests in the National Football League. Although Vernon is not a member of the National Football League, he is a former player, professional football player. And is a current coach at the high school level. And we welcome you. Vernon, how are you?
I'm doing good, Phil, and thank you for inviting me on the program.
All right, now Vernon is an educator, Brass, and as such brings to the to this argument not just his experience as a football player, but also as a teacher.
I'm kind of going to ask you a question, if I could, Mr. Dozier.
You want to ask me a question?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
You played National Football League?
I did not play in the National Football League.
Well, Mr. Henry said you're a professional football player.
Hold on. I did not play in the National Football League, but I did play professional football.
Well, how's that possible?
Excuse me, young man, it's possible because I played in the Canadian Football League.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that. I'd love to look into that, if there's racism in the Canadian Football League.
Let me just say this. The Canadian Football League had black quarterbacks as a standard, as a regular feature of their offenses long before the National Football League did, so I think you'll find...
And how do they treat the native people up there? See, that's my whole...
How do they treat the what?
The native people.
Okay. Did I just hear the studio give me a high sign? Okay, what did you just say? Oh, thank you.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just hold on for a minute. All right. We're going to take a break here. Our number, 855-500-7445. I couldn't hear. I was in the middle of whatever it was I was in the middle of. So we have with us, what, Margaret?
Well, what are you getting all discombobulated for?
I'm not discombobulated. What? We have the worst connection back to the control room tonight. I can't hear anything anybody's saying on top of everything else. Why me, God? I know why, because I'm so bloody talented. God has to throw these things in my path. He has to throw these little cherry bombs in these potholes. He must slow me down. Otherwise, I will just blow past the competition. Yeah, sure. Anyway, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show here, and philhendryshow.com, and we do encourage you to get a backstage pass. Join us at philhendryshow.com. Now, tonight, we do not have our video cast. We've had a technical problem, so we do not have a video cast up for you tonight. We're going to have that solved by tomorrow, I guarantee that, and by way of just a kind of a makeup, we're going to have a video cast Saturday afternoon, so we'll have a weekend video cast for our BSPs. And tomorrow, we're going to just put a figurative gun to the head of the figurative people that they see. It's all very figurative. So there's no real...
Yes, just make sure you don't really...
I'm not threatening. I'm acting like any consumer that gets a little bugged when they don't have the service that they feel they so grandly deserve, as we do. All right, we have Brass Villanueva online. Mr. Villanueva is with us from a private aircraft that's winging its way to Washington, D.C. tonight. And he is with Mac Cray and other members of the High Blue Records company, as well as others interested in this issue. And we have online with us from Glendale, California, Coach Vernon Dozier as well. So, Coach, I don't know where we left off.
The young man here, Brass, you were asking me if I played pro football.
Yes, sir, that's right. Because you said that you have played pro ball in Canada, and I was not familiar with that.
Yeah, well, you're not familiar with it. Doesn't mean that it's not professional football. And the point that I was trying to make was that the Canadian Football League was a league that featured the African-American quarterback far earlier than the National Football League. Warren Moon is a classic example of that. Marlon Briscoe came out of the Canadian Football League. And there have been others. And as well as Hispanics, Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia was a white man, I thought.
Well, the Hispanics are white, aren't they?
See, that's the part I don't understand, because I am Hispanic, but I don't have a complete and clear picture because I had my culture beat out of me by the Anglo, so I don't know whether Hispanics are white or not, but I will say that Jeff Garcia looked like a white man to me.
Jeff Garcia is with the Garcia, that, you know, isn't that a Hispanic name?
Yeah, well, that could be that he had a father that was also half white.
All right, well, let's not get into a whole... I think Vernon's point is well made. The Canadian Football League offered opportunity to minority players when the NFL was still closed to them. I think that is a fair assessment. Vernon, what do you think of the...
Whoa. Are you going... Is he going to get to comment on all this, Manny?
Yeah.
Why can't I comment?
Well, I want to make my point, too.
But you've already made your point.
You just made your point. I'm bringing Mr. Dozier on here to make his.
Wow. Okay. What do you mean by wow?
Well, I just thought that I'd get a little bit more time. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, if it's
yeah. Go on, Coach. I mean, I don't know what you weren't able to say that we didn't give you the opportunity to say. You're talking about being on board that jet.
I'm talking about Matt Cray and High Blue Records, along with other interested parties, members of a minority community, are going to Washington D.C. because we want to have our voices heard on this topic, but I didn't tell you what my voice is on this topic.
Well, I'm assuming you're against the Redskin name.
Yes, sir, I am. I'm very much against the Redskin name. I wanted to get that out, and I don't think I was able to get that out.
I've sort of understood that because I was brought on to be the countering voice to that.
Oh, okay. All right. So you disagree?
Yes, I very much do disagree.
Really? Woo! Well, that's going to take a pair. But,
why don't you just go ahead, Coach, and Brass, let's let him have his say.
Thank you, Phil. I feel that the Washington Redskin name is a name that needs to be maintained because of the tradition. Now, I understand that there is a question as to the what some call the racist nature of red skin. In the 19th century, when the European was expanding, moving, if you will, the pioneer army outposts, traders, and so forth, toward the western prairies and on out to the Pacific coast, naturally they were encountering the Native American.
What was that?
Not nothing, but are you going to be taking a long time doing this?
Hey, Brass, don't be rude. I mean, let the man say what the man wants to say.
I didn't take all this time, though, doing mine. He's taking all this time talking about all kinds of history and everything. I felt that it would be only right. Am I allowed to take another run at mine?
Can you take another run at mine? Let me just say something here. You know, you had your chance. Now I'm having my chance.
I know, but Phil's asked me all about the jet that I'm on, and who am I with? Am I drinking champagne? Want to know if I'm popping bottles up here? All I'm trying to say.
I didn't ask you about popping bottles or anything else. You're telling me you're flying on a jet, you're going to Washington, and all of that nice stuff. You could have told me all about your philosophy on a Redskin name, but you didn't. So now we have Coach Dozier, and he's going to tell us what he thinks. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure. I don't care. Go ahead.
Well, that's what you said the last time.
Yeah, well, you know, go ahead, man. I'm going to give me another drink. Hey, you, give me another drink.
Who are you talking to, anyway?
I'm talking to you.
No, I mean Brass. Who are you talking to?
Well, I'm talking to this girl here. Give me another drink. That's all.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah,
Like you guys would treat a woman any better if you were up here and see what I got to see and the things that I'm looking at.
Look, you can do what you want. I mean, I'm down here and I'm just trying to get something said that I need to say. And that is that I think the Redskin name is perfectly traditional and perfectly acceptable and should be allowed to stay within the fabric, if you will, the cultural, the interior familial fabric of the National Football League. That's all I wanted to say. You can pop bottles, and you can talk to women any way you want, and you can fly on your private jet. I'm down here. You know, I'm down here. I'm sitting on a recliner that is 10 years out of date. I had a very young wife about 5 years ago. She ain't so young anymore. A lot of people say it's because of living with me. I doubt that. So
what I'm getting is you don't have a very good life.
No, I don't have a very good life. I don't have a very good life. You have it all. I have nothing. So why don't you let me hold on to my tradition, let me hold on to my football, let me hold on to my...
penis?
You know what, I don't need to... You could...
Okay, we just lost that call. That was the most immature thing I think I've ever heard anyone say, Brass, on this program.
Well, sir, you know what? He teed it up.
I don't care if he teed it up. This is not a show where, if we're having a debate, some guy is waiting for another guy to tee one up.
Yeah, he teed it up.
Forget about whether he teed it up.
The guy said to me, I got to hold on. All I'm trying to do is hold on, hold on, hold on. And it's the third beat. He said, I'm holding on my tradition. I'm holding. Now here comes beat number three. Hold on.
What do you mean beat number three? What is this, comedy school? You had a philosophy about whether or not there should be the Redskin name, and he had his, and he was giving his opinion after you'd given yours. And you've been butting in and talking about popping bottles.
All I said was, I told a young lady I want a drink. And this guy got all upset about it.
Well, you know, it was a rude... It sounded like you were being rude to somebody. Maybe we shouldn't have commented, but the fact is he did. So you got to just blown it off, let him say what he wants to say. Of course he's going to hang up. I don't blame him for hanging up. Coach Dozier, if you'd like to come on and have your own airtime here without Mr.
My name is Villanueva. See, there you go right there, white man. You cannot get a man that...
I thought your name was Valenzuela.
Yeah, a lot of people do. It ain't Richie Valens, it ain't Richie Valenzuela, not Fernando Valenzuela. My name is Brass Villanueva, and I'm with Los Mars, and when we get to Washington, D.C., I'm going to tell Daniel Snyder that the name Redskin is racist, and that they should change the name to something more acceptable.
Like what?
I don't know, sir. That's up to them.
All right. Well, Brass, thank you very much. And if we need you again in the program, we'll give you a call. But I would just hasten to caution you to be a little bit more respectful with people and not be waiting for somebody to, quote, tee one up.
I was not waiting for it.
Yeah, no. I understand. But you know, you couldn't miss a great opportunity, huh?
Pretty much, yeah.
Brass Villanueva. What?
Well, I think you're a little bit rough on him. I think he has the winning point. Now, if Vernon Dozier is too much of a baby, to stay on the line and debate that man, even though he said what he said, then it's Vernon's loss. Because I'll tell you this much. The Redskin name, just as you said, Phil, is going. It's gone. It's forever and a day gone. Daniel Snyder, I'm very surprised for a, excuse me for saying, for a Jewish man.
Whoa, hold on for a minute, will you? How do you know he's Jewish?
Well, I'm making an assumption.
Well, before you make those assumptions, let's say he is Jewish. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, I think it has an awful lot to do with it if he's Jewish. I think he would be more sensitive to the feelings. I'm married to a Jewish man, so don't you dare call me insensitive. Daniel Snyder is the one that's insensitive, being maybe Jewish.
Yeah, being maybe Jewish, he is.
Being maybe Jewish. I didn't even know that there was such a category. Being maybe Jewish. So those of you that are Jewish out there, and those of you that are maybe Jewish, get it together a little bit and see where do you stand on this whole Redskin thing. Maybe that's what they ought to call him. The Washington maybe Jewish.
Well, I...
You're bored of maybe Jews.
No, I would... Well, if that's what you're suggesting...
No, I'm not suggesting that. What I'm suggesting is that we get everybody's ethnicity out of this and talk about it from the standpoint of the Native Americans that brought this issue to the fore in the first place, because I remember when this debate first came around back in the early 90s, I was living in Atlanta at the time, and that's when they had the Braves. I've told the story, and they were doing the tomahawk chop. Oh, the whole thing was a big story down there, man. The tomahawk chop was pissing people off. The Blue Jays, when they played the Atlanta Braves in the World Series, the Blue Jays mocked it. When the Blue Jays won the final game to take the World Series from the Atlanta Braves, they mocked the Atlanta Braves' tomahawk chop walking off the field. Or should I say, running and dancing and singing and celebrating off the field. So
I take it you do agree with those of us who are on the right side of this issue.
Yeah, but just give me a break with the whole, you know, holier than thou. And maybe Jewish. We'll be right back here in a world famous... I don't know, folks. I mean, this is it's a very, very bizarre, in my opinion, very, very bizarre way of putting things. Oh, Daniel Snyder's Jewish.
Well, why don't you look it up?
Okay, I will. Why don't you look it up? It's the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We'll be right back, 855-500-7445. And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley's podcast, as you know, has dropped in several different episodes. We're having actually a difficult time. What do we call it? Bobby is going to be in studio tomorrow talking with Dana Gould, as well as the Sklar Brothers. And she also has a daily podcast where she just holds forth on a variety of topics and issues. Tonight she's being feted at Ted's of Beverly Hills. They're having a dinner for her. And Margaret's rolling her eyes right now.
Well, I'm rolling my eyes because it's just, you know, it's a podcast. Give me a break, you know.
Well, all right, let's get Bobby. Bobby, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right, Phil. And Margaret, I'm sorry that you're not here. We would have invited you, but we knew that you were working.
Well, that's all right, dear. And, you know, I don't wish you ill, but they're having a big dinner for you. That's...
Yes, they're having a dinner for me because of our podcast and everything like that. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, dear, but a podcast is not... It's not radio, it's not movies, it's not television, it's a podcast.
I'd like to just mention that Mark Maron got a television show out of his podcast.
Well...
No, not well, nothing. He did, so there are, I think, opportunities. I don't have the media connections that you have.
Well, what is it that you're trying to do?
Hold on for a minute. I'm going to ask the questions here. Do you mind?
I just want to ask, what are you trying to do?
What we'd really want to do is get a reality show, and we do have some interest from, I mentioned from Bernine Sluvin of the Wing Channel there on Mainstream TV.
Well, that is a startup operation. You think you're really going to get some traction with a bunch of stumble bums like that?
Whoa, man, are you're calling people names? I mean, why are you calling them names?
Because I think the people that run Mainstream TV are a pack of stumble bums, and I think if you fall in with them, Bobby, I think you'll be lucky if you get out of there with a pair of underwear on. I think you're going to be running into the streets screaming, holding your hand over your crotch.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
What does that mean?
It means exactly what it's... I'm speaking figuratively.
You're saying that figuratively? They're going to strip her down.
I think.
God, you sound like you have Tourette's. You know, Margaret?
Never mind. Screw it. I don't care what they do to you. All right, you're on your own.
Well, no, Margaret, come on.
No, she's on her own.
All right, I'm on my own. Fine. I mean, I'm having a conversation with the people at Wing TV over at Mainstream TV, and if there's something there, there's something there. But if you say to me that figuratively I'll be running...
Hold on, just a moment. There, that's really my opinion of you and your efforts in television.
And you think that that's mature.
It is. I belch because I have to, and I directed that one at her. What are you asking?
You think that's mature?
Yes, I think it's mature. I think it's a very good statement on what she's trying to do.
Well, you're mocking what I'm trying to do, or you're trying to give me advice, or what?
I tried to give you advice. You wouldn't take it. So I've belched at you as an exclamation point to my frustration.
Oh, what a load.
I'm sorry?
I said, what a load, a load. You're full of it. You're full of it. And you can make it anything you want it to be.
Well, in my world, it is only one thing, and it's something that... My God, I am so angry.
Just take it easy. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Oh, let me finish the sentence. It is something that drops from a cow's ass. There, are you happy?
My God, what a pig.
Are you happy? That's what you were going
to
say.
All right, let's get it right off of Margaret and you, and let's get back to your efforts here at podcasting as well as the reality TV show, Bobby. Tell me about the reality show, because you just indicated to Margaret that that's really what your aim is.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for getting my focus away from very, very negative. I don't like negative energy, you know? You know, Phil?
Yeah, I know.
You know, I just don't... I don't like negative energy in Kang. Okay?
No, I understand.
Would you not do that, please?
Margaret, be quiet.
She's going, nay. I hate it. God, I hate you.
Well, you can hate me if you want, but... You know something? There's someone here who's being interviewed for her podcast, and there's someone who's jealous and angry, and I think Y-O-U spells you. Okay?
Oh!
All right, okay. Thank you very much, Bobby. Now, getting back to your reality show.
Yes, my reality show, what we're trying to pitch, and I've had pitch meetings all week.
God.
What is your problem?
Oh, pitch meetings. You're so Hollywood.
Okay, Margaret, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Fine. I'd rather be sitting on a toilet squeezing one off than...
Oh, boy.
She calls me a pig.
All right, okay, let's get back to your reality show. You've been in pitch meetings.
Yes, I've been in pitch meetings.
Big deal.
All week long, and I've talked to a lot of people. Buzz Hurdon over at Gone TV. Liza Wilson, she's at Mittens TV. And the guys at ESPN. Everybody. We've talked to everyone. And so far, I haven't heard the magic words. And the magic words are preemptive offer. Preemptive offer, Phil, is what they offer you when it's going to be... How's it go, Steve?
Yeah, preemptive offer is when they offer you money that no one else will go near. They don't want to come near you.
Yeah, that when they offer you something that makes everyone else not want to go near you. And so that's what a preemptive offer is. Those are the magic words. We haven't heard them yet.
All right, well, you're looking for enough money whereby someone's going to get the deal and no one can come near it. And I wonder if that is a realistic expectation, given your relative lack of experience in the television field.
Well, I think, Phil, with the response, and tomorrow we will have Dana Gould, we will have the Sklar Brothers, which will be obviously aired at a later date. We're going to go in and going to record it, and I know you're going to be there. But we've had some wonderful guests, and on account of a lot of our very personal, up-close-and-personal podcast, like, did you hear the one the other night where I slapped Steve? I slapped him.
Yeah, I heard all about that.
Yeah, she slapped me on the face because I was asking impertinent questions.
Because he was bothering me. Now, I didn't really want to slap him, but it got a lot of mail, and so...
So what, are you going to slap him again?
No, I'm not going to slap him again, but I'm saying that what you want me to?
No, I don't. Not at all. I was extremely uncomfortable. I found that to be... I didn't like it at all. I didn't want to listen to your podcast after that.
Well, you're in the media, so you're weird.
Yeah, you're different, Mr. Andrew. You're not typical.
Like right there. He just said something. There, I slapped him in the face.
How do I know you slapped him in the face?
He did.
You don't believe me?
Well, I mean, how do I know you slapped him in the face and not on the arm?
What's
this? No, it's in there, see?
He's blubbering like a baby. He's blubbering like a baby.
Is he really?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm kidding.
You're an ass.
Ow! God!
All right, thank you very much.
You know, you'd screw up a wet...
All right, so what is that about?
What did I tell you, Phil?
She's not slapping him down. Steve, if you think you're going to get more people download a podcast, she's going to be dreaming in a whole other reality, man.
Well, the Bobby Dooley podcast each and every day drops, if you'll pardon the expression, on the Sideshow Network as well as on our website, philhenryshow.com, as well as any number of other places. And again, she is going to be amping up and ramping up and all that other stuff, the interviews. With Dana Gould tomorrow and the Sklar Brothers. World famous Phil Henry Show here, philhenryshow.com. We'll be back with another hour or two of the festivities. Working kind of blind tonight, no internet access, but hey, we don't need you, Time Warner, baby. We don't need you at all, man. We got our own thing here, you know.
Yeah.
Got our own thing here. I don't need you. Be right back, Phil Henry Show.